Welcome to the Nourish Me podcast. I'm Joanne Pavin, your host. And if you found yourself here, you're ready to take actionable steps to optimize your health and live a more balanced, productive, and creative life. In our tech-driven world, we need a reminder to slow down, stop the scroll, and take digital breaks. I'm here to inspire you to step away from your screen, to nourish yourself through nature and connection to others, to follow a new algorithm, the rhythm of real life. So let's get started. Welcome, friends and new listeners. This is Joanne Pavin, your host. And this week on the show, to kick off International Women's Month, I introduce a vibrant, beautiful, powerful yet gentle soul, Barbara Gasior. Barbara is a Polish-American woman who fully embodies her multidimensional life. She came to the United States just over two decades ago, not knowing a lick of English, and today is a successful real estate agent, real estate investor, as well as a Reiki master, Access Bars practitioner, and quantum sound therapist. But first and foremost, she is a wife and a mother of four boys. She's awesome. She balances her deep spiritual connection while fulfilling her role as a real estate agent with her love for staging homes and infusing them with healing energy. In this episode, together, we reflect on her journey of finding her authentic voice. Influenced by her upbringing in Poland, where expressing opinions was extremely suppressed, Barbara learned how to hone in on her ability to understand people beyond words due to the language barriers, sparking an interest in spiritual realms, and led her ultimately to explore Reiki as a healing practice for the homes she sells and for herself. Today, we are diving into her childhood trauma, including violence and abuse, which hindered her self-expression and sense of safety using her own voice. Overcoming these challenges, she utilized Toastmasters, the well-known international speaking organization, to enhance her English skills and storytelling, aiming to connect with others authentically through her shared experiences. Today, you'll learn the significance of healing trauma through various modalities like Access Bars therapy and meditation, tapping techniques, and a full understanding of Reiki. Her healing journey, Barbara encourages others to embrace their unique stories and voices, acknowledging that trauma shapes us but does not define us. This episode is dedicated to her dear mother, Kazimira, who concealed parts of herself out of fear. Barbara values the freedom to share her story openly in contrast to previous generations of women. This episode is packed with inspiration and wisdom, so let's get to it. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Joanne.
I'm so grateful you're here and I'm excited for our conversation. This is one that we've been waiting for a long time. And I couldn't think of a better guest to have on in the beginning of 2024 because we left off 2023 with a really great guest, Rain Martin, who had talked about finding your purpose. And we couldn't follow it up with a better topic than finding your voice. Barbara is an amazing guest to have on for this journey of finding your authentic voice. I think one of the most important things in health or building your health is to express emotion. And when we bottle up our emotions, which are just energy, they tend to make us ill. Through you sharing your journey of how you've learned expression and connected with your voice, you're going to inspire our listeners to the greater understanding and importance of finding your inner voice. So without further ado, I want you to share your story going back to your roots. You've been in the United States for almost two decades, and you're originally from Poland.
Yes, I am.
So why don't we go back to the early days in Poland and share a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how that made you who you are today.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for that question. Well, where do I start?
I feel like I lived multiple lifetimes just in this lifetime, which is really, really beautiful because life over there was so different from the life here. And when we talk about sharing or speaking our voice, sharing our voice and the way we raise our kids and how we grew up was so different, where we almost have to reparent ourselves now to be able to parent our children differently, because we were parent completely differently. So I grew up with a family of 5 children, and my parents, we grew up on a farm, which was wonderful because we had all this nature, but also we had to do all the chores, and it was different. Our kids don't know that life. It's a different life.
And you mentioned when we spoke about this prior to the episode in Poland that children don't have a voice, that there's a typical saying that children and fish don't have a voice. Can you expound on that yes. saying?
Yes, there's actually a saying just like that. And, you know, Poland was it's a post-war country. So we saw our parents struggle with not just not having enough money and food and all these things, but also the trauma. There was no counseling after what happened during war, after Auschwitz. I mean, we were so close growing up to all of those traumas where these adults didn't really know how to deal with it, or they didn't really know how to even parent, because that wasn't priority. It was more of a survival mode. So yes, kids didn't have a voice. And as a child, what you did in Poland, you helped out, you stayed out of the way, and you kept quiet. You did not want to get on the bad side. You didn't want to express your opinions. You just kind of wanted to help. And that's at least was my experience. I wanted to be the best daughter. I was the oldest out of all the girls. So I always felt like it was my job to help out and take care of everyone. And I just never really felt like I had much to say.
And then you came to the United States. How old were you when you came to the United States?
I was 16 when I came to US. Yes. Mm.
And then what happened when you came over? Was it big awakening?
It was different. The first thing that I learned, well, first of all, I had this idea, oh my gosh, US is going to be so amazing, just like on TV. Because we would watch on MTV all the music videos, thinking like, wow, this is going to be so great.
I love it.
Yeah, but I very quickly learned that, oh, holy smokes, I speak no English.
So you came here not speaking any English.
We only knew very little. We took some English, but it's British English. And as you're learning it from the textbook, it's totally different as trying to communicate with someone, you know, at school. Or my first experience, I think 2 days into being here, I had to take the bus to school, and I got on the bus and I went the wrong way.
Oh, jeez.
And I was so lost, and I couldn't ask anyone because I only had my schedule for my high school. And I was just like, oh, please help me. Help me.
So you learned a lot about communication and using your voice in a foreign country. That's a big challenge, especially being only 16.
Yes, yes, because you're pulled out of your environment thinking, oh my gosh, I'm 16 years old. I know everything. I have all these friends. And then you're plucked into this brand new world where I only had my brother and my dad here. And you kind of have to start over, learn everything, how to interact and communicate. And at first, you know, you use your hands.
Yeah.
And energy. I think in this stage of my life, I had learned so much about reading people's energy, because if you can use your words, you use energy. And I was always a very sensitive child, but that's when a lot of my gifts kicked in because I could feel what people mm-hmm. were thinking, which helped me navigate the world much easier.
And that's what brings you to the present with your healing modalities, that you've really embraced a lot of techniques to help yourself in healing, but helping your clients as well. And so you sort of live this double life. You have this successful real estate business and you're in the masculine. And then you have this wonderful healing business, which is the Access Bars and Reiki and now sound healing. And there might be some other things you have up your sleeve that I don't know about as well. Tell me how that came about, how you tapped into expanding into your healing work, being in such a masculine industry, or now there are so many women in real estate, but for a long time it was more male dominated. So do you want to share your experience with being in the industry and then how you got into your healing techniques?
Yes, yes. It started, well, I knew that I had some stuff that I needed to heal. So I've always been very much into reading and I loved reading and learning about it, but it's different from actually practicing it. But my interest into the spirit world started in real estate. We would flip homes and I would purchase them sometimes sight unseen. So we buy them at the auction. And you go into these houses and these are distressed properties because they are taken by the bank. They usually sit vacant for years before they sell. So what happened is I noticed that each home had a very specific energy. They all had, they mostly felt really sad, but some of them had spirits in them. And that's where my interest peaked because I loved that world. I knew I wanted to learn. I always had so much interest about it, and I wanted to learn how it works. So I started to talk to the energies. I started to talk to the spirit. I guess I read later on that you really shouldn't do that if you don't have much experience. But I had homes where they felt haunted. You would see, I would have my guys tell me, we don't want to come here after dark. We don't want to work. Things are just falling over and you can just see a bucket standing and it tips over without anyone being around. So they were just kind of, that's kind of how I found so much interest in it because I started clearing my homes. I would use sage. So I was smudging them and I would speak to the energy. And that's when I learned about Reiki and about the same time. And I saw the benefits of Reiki, which is working with energy. I saw the benefits of it on my body. And then I started using it on my homes as I was flipping them. I was charging them with the healing energy. I was cleansing them. I was asking the spirits to join the light if I felt that there was a heavy energy there. And I saw how much it transformed my life and how much it transformed these homes. I love seeing how we got multiple offers and everybody would tell me, oh my gosh, when I step into your house, the feeling, everyone just talked about the feeling. And I knew what it was because I stood in there and I pulled the Reiki or the healing energy into the home before I was listing it. So just using it all to kind of just make a beautiful life of mine.
Yeah. So will you share what Reiki is for the listeners?
Yes. So Reiki is working with the life force energy. It flows through us. It helps the flowers grow and all the trees out there. Energy is everywhere. And the beautiful part of Reiki is that it's healing energy and then we all can tap into it. So as a practitioner, you are attuned to it and you can channel it, use your hands and you send it to your clients. You can guide it, but Reiki knows where to go. So if someone has, you know, energetic blocks, it will help with that. But if someone also has some, you know, negative thoughts, it will help with the thoughts, or it can also help with physical pain. So it's such a wonderful tool. It's such a wonderful gift that we all can learn to work with. You don't have to be, some people think it's religion because it acknowledges the spirit, but you don't really have to be religious. And anyone can learn to work with it. And that's the beauty. That's why I love it. And you can use it for everything. You don't just have to use it for healing. You can use it to send it to
your houses. Yeah, clear houses. So specifically using it for yourself, you said you were traumatized a bit in your childhood and that that trauma continued into your adulthood through different relationships. Can you share how you use the Reiki to unblock some of that trauma or to shine light on it so that you could heal? Share that process and how you've evolved out of some of the pain.
Yeah, so there was many layers to it. If I went to see my family doctor, they would diagnose me with depression, anxiety, PTSD, complex PTSD because of everything that has happened. But trauma is so common in our society in general. For myself, particularly, I had trauma with growing up with my dad, who was an alcoholic parent. So there was a lot of violence there and abuse in my family. It has helped me with that. And I used Reiki and I used Access Bars as well, which Access Bars has wonderful tools to help with the mind and the energy because it takes a lot of the thoughts, the patterns that we have, and it helps us clear the emotional charge, the energetic charge behind it, and rewrite some of the stories that we've been told as children. Even like that story that you're a child, you don't have much to say. Mm-hmm. And the story that was a big part of me growing up is that I'm a girl, I don't have much to say. And then children of alcoholics are experts at keeping secrets because we always have to say that everything's great at home. And from a very young age, we learn to disassociate ourselves from our own feelings because, oh, everyone else is saying that everything is great in my life. Then I guess it is. And we learn to just keep these secrets for our own safety. So there's just a lot of emotional blocks that Reiki and Access and even sound therapy, they would help me clear that. And I usually use the clearing statements that would be something like that. So anywhere I kept or I trapped in my body energy of not speaking out or having a fear or speaking out equals being unsafe, I destroy it and uncreate it. I release that energy. And you work with that and you can feel the energetic
release.
Yes. Well, I help with my clients. I use that a lot with my clients too, because having trauma is tricky. It's not linear. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to fix this and it's all going to be great. It doesn't work that way. You feel like you already worked on it and then something new comes in your life and you're like, oh gosh, here it is again. Mm-hmm. So I used these tools to help me with some of that childhood trauma. I also had sexual abuse in my past, which as I learned has a very significant effect on our voice. We
found on that just because there might be listeners that you know, had never thought of it that way. So can you expound on how it affects your voice?
Yes, it takes your voice away, really. There's a wonderful story of Maya Angelou, which I love her. She had experienced sexual abuse and then her abuser and then being convicted, she helped in that process. But he ended up dying, being killed. And she convinced herself that it was her fault. So that trauma stopped her from speaking for years. She wasn't able to say anything. And trauma affects our voice. We can detect trauma in people's voice because sometimes when the difficult subjects come up, we our nervous system shuts down. We don't want to go in there. It's too painful. We don't want to push through it. We just shut down. So everyone responds to it differently, but fight and flight, you know, someone might just want to run out of the room.
Yeah.
The person will shut down, but it is holding us back from living our true potential, because the soul, we came here to express ourselves. We came here to create, and voice is our powerful tool and we want to use it. But on the other end, we're scared that something is going to happen to us, because if we share our story or if we tell someone what truly happened, our nervous system might even, it just doesn't want to do it. It just doesn't, it's going to make up every excuse in the world not to put you through this pain.
Right.
So I have done talk therapy, and you can do tapping technique, hypnotherapy. There's different wonderful alternative therapies as well. Hypnotherapy, balancing your own energy and feeling safe. I think the big part of my healing was feeling safe in my body, because sexual abuse will teach you to disassociate yourself, leave your body, because it's not safe to be in there. And we do that. Our energy just kind of scatters and just goes places, and it doesn't want to be in our body because it's not safe there. If your body has been violated against your will, you're not going to want to be there. You're just going to go think about other places. You're just not going to want to be present. And tools like meditation are so powerful because they take us back into our body, and we have to face some of these things that have happened to us, and they don't usually feel pleasant. So I know meditation was one of my first very powerful tools in my own healing journey.
And through that, did you discover... Was that your first tool that you used? And then did you discover the Reiki and all of the other modalities?
Yes, and it all intertwines. So everything overlaps. Reiki works with energy. Access bars help with the balancing and clean and realigning the energy and releasing the mental blocks. And sound healing just helps release and calm the nervous system. And it's all overlaps. And there's many other modalities as well that, you know, but all of it, you have to be present and you have to come back to your body to heal. But still, talking about sexual abuse and talking about my trauma, it still comes along with me. It's not something that you just like, oh, I got this. It's all fine. I'm not even stressed about this. I was nervous talking about it here. I was nervous because it is part of us, and it has to come for a ride, and we make peace with it. We go back and take all these parts of ourselves that have been wounded, and we incorporate them.
Mm-hmm. So they never leave. They're just... It's sometimes people think, you know, they're going to heal and it's going to be gone. But with your experience, do you feel like it's just always going to be part of you?
It always comes for a ride. You heal it, you make friends with it, and it just adds dimensions to who you are. But these parts of you, they always come for a ride. You can't just rip the pages out of the book, throw them away and say, okay, well, I'm never going there. I'm not going to read this.
Right.
You have to come along for you to really find your center and find your authentic voice. Because we can omit and say, well, it never happened. If it happened, that's
right.
How we are truthful and authentic with ourselves. So therefore, we can be authentic with everyone else.
And so part of the process, when you were reaching out to enhance your speaking, and we've known each other for a couple of years now, but then you reached out to a speaking club, a speaking organization, Toastmasters, and you wanted to improve your English, but also to improve the way that you tell your story, which is so important. So do you feel like through this process, your inner voice and your outer, or say your physical voice, are on this journey to share your experience so that you can impact others?
Yes, I think that it all happened to me for a reason. Our stories are important to our own healing, but also to help others heal as well. So knowing that, I have been recording myself or going to the Toastmasters meetings and getting on stage and practicing my story, because it changes the story of it. Feels like as we grow, we are able to see a lot more. We are able to discover these different parts of ourselves and our soul, and we all, our soul and our spirit wants to be creative, and it wants to express itself here on earth. And whether it is through painting or speaking or making jewelry or whatever it is, we have this desire to create. We really want to make our life beautiful, and we want to make our life better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so important too. And I think with so many talking heads today, like anytime, you know, we tap into the virtual world, there's a million channels of people talking, right? And some are authentic and some aren't. But I believe when you can truly feel the energy of an authentic voice, especially being an energy reader, like you can tell when somebody has that soul source of their desire is from their soul, I should say, rather than from the exterior forces of trying to be, you know, another popular influencer, right? So we have all these voices. And how do you want to use your voice now that you've been working on it in so many different layers? You've been working on it spiritually and physically and emotionally and mentally. How do you want to use your voice?
I think everyone's story resonates with a different person. My story might resonate with, you know, you and some of your listeners, but it might not resonate with someone who's interested in other types of healing or in finance. Or I feel like we all connect. We connect from the heart space. We're all here to inspire ourselves. And I have been inspired by so many wonderful women to share my story and come out and use my voice, because it is through stories of others we heal, and no one can share my story the way I can. And I hope that inspires other people to do the same, because we all have wonderful stories, even if you didn't have as much trauma. I love the story of Edith Eger, where she was a Holocaust survivor, and her book, The Choice, really inspired me to just really work on my story and my voice. It was so beautiful. She survived the Holocaust. She came to U.S. and she never shared her story. She hid it so deeply because she was so ashamed of it. And until I came across that story, I thought, oh my gosh, I had too much trauma. I don't want to share who I am with other people. I don't want to be judged or rejected. And then we all have some of us have the imposter syndrome. Like, who am I to share my story? Or, you know, everybody obviously knows what they're doing. But her story, after listening to what happened to her, I thought, oh my gosh, like, wow, what an inspired, wonderful person. I mean, she went to school, became a psychologist, and wrote wonderful books and shared the importance of, you know, being here, us as humans, and how much we can learn from each other through our own stories. And she was such an inspiration in my life. So,
yeah. No, that's beautiful. And it's true that we can't ever judge the book. It's cliche, right? Don't judge a book by its cover. Generally speaking, like, you don't know what's behind the exterior, and that people are often judging, you know, a beautiful woman, a successful business. They would never guess all of these things that you have underneath. And so you touched on some layers. There's so many layers. Is there anything else you want to share about the multiple layers and how you might heal those layers?
Yeah, so I have this visual of the mm-hmm. Russian doll where
I had one of those because my grandmother was Austrian-Hungarian. The dolls that you keep taking apart and there's one layer and then there's the other. I just loved playing with it too when I was a kid.
Of how some people talk about healing the layers of your trauma as, you know, pulling the layers of the onion. You just mm-hmm. keep going and going. mm-hmm. But I see it as the little dolls. Like I said, they all come along for the ride. Like the story, you know, our childhood trauma and living in our very masculine patriarchal society where women don't necessarily have that much voice. So you take that layer and you take another layer of being a woman. You know, like I love my mom. She was always such a rebel. You know, she was a witch and she is a little bit of a witch, always makes her own remedies and bakes her own bread and just, she knew how to heal herself. She would never take us to the doctor or give us antibiotics. She always knew what to do to help us. And I love that. But she kind of kept it a secret because, I mean, you know, we are being judged for being different. If mm-hmm. you are wanting to heal yourself, or even if you speak on spirituality, women are.
Yeah. They might be judged. Yeah. mm-hmm. Right.
So she kept that as a secret. And I always, I took on some of that. That's why when I do share my story, I do it for her. I do it for my mom because I know she kept a lot of her true self to herself. She didn't want people to know because they would be harsh or they would say, whoa, why aren't you going to the doctor? Something's obviously wrong. You know, mm-hmm. she kind of kept a lot of the authentic witchy side to herself. And my grandma was just like that too. So when I do speak out, I feel them. I feel as they're coming for a ride with me. Mm-hmm. Voices, they're just so grateful that we have all these opportunities they didn't have. You know, I mean, life was different and there was no Wi-Fi. We didn't have podcasts and we didn't have internet. And they, yeah. So I'm bringing them
with you.
Yes.
And your mom is still with us. She's in Poland though, right?
Yes, she's in Poland. She's going to visit me this year, which I'm super excited because we're going to plant our garden.
I want to come. Can I be invited?
Yes, she's going to bake her bread. She makes the best ponchki.
What's your mom's name?
Kazimiera.
Oh, geez. I'm going to have to work on that one. Say it again because I want to dedicate this episode to her. Say it again.
Kazimiera.
Okay, you'll work with me on that one. I love it. It's cool. It's beautiful. So I just love the many layers that you've shared. Is there anything else that you want to bring to light regarding just working through trauma and how that's affected your voice? So how do you feel it's changed over the years? Do you feel more confident? Is your, your English is wonderful. So you obviously don't have that issue. I remember you had come to the club saying that you wanted to work on communicating with better English. How do you feel you're developing after the years of modalities and working on your speech?
It's work in progress. I'm not striving for perfection and I try not to have expectations, which has been helpful. So I'm definitely work in progress. So it's this, you know, beautiful, creative mess of me. I love the inner work. I'm always writing, reading, and challenging myself to do all these different things. I hope to inspire other girls to do the same. I mean, after mm-hmm. all, I'm just, you know, a village girl.
Village.
The village.
A village girl turned American successful real estate agent / healing the world and her properties with Reiki energy, right? Clearing. Yeah. So where can people find you? And you can share both your real estate and your healing candles or websites. Where can people find you?
Yeah, so I am on Instagram and on Facebook, and I do have a little YouTube channel, and my kids are making me be on TikTok too. Yes, so in addition to all of that, I have my beautiful boys, all four of them. My oldest is 20 and my youngest is 12. So they're always pushing me to be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. I love being a mom because I think in addition to everything that we do for ourselves, parenting is this the big job. And it's so challenging these days. And, you know, we are all pushed to the limits sometimes.
So I have to ask you, with your voice being so gentle and so calm, is it ever louder with the boys in the house? I can't imagine that they can abide by your reprimands with such a sweet, soft voice. So is there ever a time where Barbara gets loud?
Yes, I do. And that's where my voice is always tested, because our society in general, it's all structured about who's louder and who can speak with a deeper tone of voice. You can be more demanding. So in order for the kids to hear you sometimes, yeah, I have to step into more of a masculine.
So you do have that. You have the dimensions in your layers, but you also have the dimension in your voice, obviously living with a masculine household.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're wonderful, but I am surrounded by men. So I feel like it's forcing me to be more feminine to balance them out.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. Well, you shine bright, even through the digital waves here. You shine bright. You're shining bright with all of the inspiration of the messages you share, but also your healing work. So do you have a handle? Can you, the handle for Barbara will be in the show notes, but
yeah.
Or do you have a website as well?
Yeah, it's barbaragazier.com is my website.
You can get to know Barbara at her website and follow her on her social platforms. But I can't thank you enough. And this has been really a great eye-opener to those who might find that they want to say something, but they don't know how to say something, and that now they have this reflection of what's inside of me that I need to heal in order to be heard. And so this was incredibly inspiring, and especially you sharing the vulnerability of you being abused and sharing, you know, how that's affected you and coming out and being able to say what you want to say. I offer you just so much gratitude for being here today, and we'll have to do a space clearing workshop for our listeners, because there's so much that we can bring together as bodywork practitioners, energy practitioners. So I think that's a wonderful thing also that you do is help not only clear the human physical space, but the actual living physical space, which we sometimes need to do.
Yes, I love that. And thank you so much for everything you're doing, cheering you on. You're such a rock star. I love all your work. So thank you again for having me on. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening today, and stay tuned all month because I have three more amazing, talented women during International Women's Month. I will speak with Angela Jameson from Canada, Janet Nambi from Uganda, and Giulia Di Crescenzo from Italy. They will all share their inspiring, motivating, and entertaining stories of becoming successful women. If you are interested in meeting Barbara Gazior in person, she will be joining me once again at the Soulful Renewal Retreat in September of 2024 at the magical Soulful Prairies in Woodstock, Illinois. She'll be there presenting on sound healing and offering her transformational healing sessions. She is extremely gifted. She truly facilitates the movement of light through our beings. Her techniques are energizing and nourishing, to say the least.
You don't want to miss this opportunity to work one-on-one with her in this natural, beautiful oasis. We have limited spots available, so please go to my website at joannepavin.com/events to save your spot. And we'll see you back here next week. And if you feel inclined to nourish this podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts.